This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome into the Divas Dish podcast. I am the midday diva, Cherie Taylor, along with our weekend diva, Elise Riley. And ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our very first guest diva of 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in Diva Diddy.
Hello. That's weird. No. I'm a diva now.
Well, I asked you the other day, this is Diddy. Tell us about yourself, because a lot of people that own magic may know about you, yeah. And they may not have that crossover into the sports world.
Well, you've definitely heard my voice because I've been on a number of your commercials for the last 3.5-4 years.
You make me want to buy things,
yes.
Diddy.
I worked production here at Entercom for a few years. Now I'm more of a fill-in guy, part-time guy with ESPN Upstate, and I'm on the weekends with Classic Rock 101.1.
All right, so you are our guest diva, so welcome on to Magic. And we like to have you here, and when we were getting the approval from our producer, Peaches, I threw out that, okay, we're going to have Diddy on Tuesday and Diesel on Thursday. You got full approval.
That's right. That's how it should be. I mean, she knows better. The producers are the smartest people in radio. I am a producer myself.
Me too.
Wait a minute.
So she would know that, like, I'm the good guest, and she should be happy about this.
I'm about to say, guys, hush, because that's just going to give her an ego. And she's looking at me now. Yep. Thanks, Peaches.
You're welcome, Peaches. Producers always stick together.
And you know what? I'm talented. I just got to sit here and shut up.
So I love going on both sides of that fence. It's fun.
Exactly. Well, speaking of both sides of the fence, last night we all know what happened.
Oh, boy.
The Tigers took on the Tigers. We've got two Clemson girls in here. And as I mentioned, as I was teasing that you were coming up last week, I mentioned that you are a Gamecock fan, lifelong Gamecock fan.
Yes, I am. Well, not lifelong, but since I moved here and y'all made me choose.
You
That's
have
what
to.
Happens here in Greenville.
Yes. You have to choose. And so you just said, I want to choose them?
There was a lot of factors in it at the time. Obviously, at the time, you guys were not winning national championships, so
yeah,
that wasn't at all a pull. They were both fairly mediocre on the whole. And for me, there was a lot of people I didn't seem to like immediately at my high school who had Clemson paws on their head. Plus, I grew up a Catholic kid in New England, and the only real college football we knew of was Notre Dame and Lou Holtz at the time. So Lou Holtz being with Carolina at the time drew me that way.
All right.
And lastly, being a Red Sox fan for my life, that is a lifelong fandom. I always support a team whose fans show up in the best and worst of times. And when I showed up, I moved here in 2000, the year after they went 0-11. The Gamecocks, and there were still 81,000 people at Williams-Brice. That made me think of Fenway when I was a kid, when the Red Sox were garbage, and it was still full to the gills, and that kind of pulled me in as well.
Aww.
See, okay, that's real reasons.
Plus,
I went
to school there, so that helps too.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about that off air. We'll talk about that later on. But, you know, welcome aboard, and I will say this, we absolutely love your girlfriend, Ashley.
She's the best.
She is amazing, and she's on our side.
Yes, she is one of you.
But you were such a supportive boyfriend, because yesterday you're like, well, you know, I'm coming in to do the podcast. I'll be there at 10:30. We're still going to, you know, still going to do it, and I'm going to be, you know, giving you the insight on the sports angle of everything. And he goes, but you know, I'm going to be comforting Ashley.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And it didn't take much because she kind of was busy. She's a very busy person. She goes to nursing school, so she's got a lot of homework and stuff to do. So she kind of tried to distract herself, I think. But once it got real bad, she was smart and just went to bed. That was the smart decision to make.
She was Token from South Park. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out.
I don't want to play anymore.
Yes, Elise. Is that a yawn I see almost coming out of you?
No. Well, it very well could be. We all know I produce the morning show. I have to be here at 6:30. So
morning show.
And we were texting each other last night during the game. It was very rough for me.
It was rough. I did not want to get up this morning. My husband woke up to go to the bathroom at 5:38. My alarm goes off at 5:40.
Where did you bury the body?
Yeah. I'll never tell.
Your dad's a cop.
I was so mad. I was furious. I'm like, really? Like, I could have had two more minutes. But no, I'm exhausted. So if I yawn today, at least there's a good reason.
Yeah, it's okay. So you know what? You can yawn at Diddy instead of me.
Yeah.
Because usually I'm saying something and she's like,
yeah, you're going to make me yawn.
Well, I'm the lucky one. I'm hiding behind this thing. You can't even see me. So I can hide all my yawns.
I can see your arm moving at one point, and then it's just
well,
like,
you know, us Italians, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's I have to sit on my hands because there's so many times you hear bop, 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 bop.
I tend to smack the microphone on occasion when I'm on air.
Oh, I've done that many times. That's valid. I've done that too. So I'm texting Elise through the game last night, and we're like, oh, where's Sam? Murphy, Sam, and Jody, they are all LSU fans, our morning show. And Sam had been talking smack with a group text of our staff here back and forth all week. And then, like, you didn't hear from him through the first half. And, of course, they have to be up early. And he showed a lot of class. He was talking smack during the whole week. But he actually showed some class. And this morning, we had a group text from our ops guy, Super Dave. And he goes, well, that didn't go exactly as planned.
No, it did not.
And then I reply back, oh, was that last night? I forgot to watch.
Oh. Should be like, what, the Lakers game? Yeah, that was rough.
That was rough.
Poor Cleveland.
They were purple, right? The Lakers were
purple and gold.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah,
a bad variation of purple.
And then Sam replies back, well, I'm ready for us to go back to be LSU again next year, the good old boys, because we know what's going to happen. And Denny and I were talking about that in my office.
Yeah, and the crazy thing, though, with how college football is now, the reason why they got to where they were, they could do it again because of the transfer portal. I mean, Joe Burrow was an Ohio State guy. He was an Ohio State recruit. He had to transfer out of Ohio State because he wasn't getting a chance, and that's how LSU took this next step and became what they are. There might be quarterbacks out there for next year. They could just do it again. And that's what's kind of crazy and I think fun about this new world of college football with the transferring.
Exactly. And we've got a guy that's pretty amazing. They had his number last night. They had Trevor's number.
It's a rough day.
It's a rough day, but he looks like a Disney prince. He's going to bounce back. God, he's still so pretty.
Yeah, he's still got that Head and Shoulders endorsement just waiting for him after next season.
Exactly, exactly.
He made me so nervous last night during the pre-interview because he looked like he had cut his hair. And I'm like, why would you do that? We do not do that during
the season.
Have
we not read the Bible story about Samson?
Yeah.
He lost his strength when he cut his hair. Come on, Trevor, keep the hair.
I don't think he did, but just in that camera angle, it looked like he had cut his hair. And I looked at my mom, and I'm like, surely not.
He had a little trim up. You could see the ends were just a little blunt, so he had a little trim up.
Would that be worse for, though? Would that be worse for the dreaminess for all of you as just fans who want to look at him and how great he looks with his hair? Or is that worse news for the girl who got famous on Instagram because she looks like him?
That's true.
Yeah, that'd be really bad because she no longer looks like him, or she's going to have to cut her hair off. Yeah, if she cuts her hair off, she'll be like, oh, God, now you don't look like a girl at all.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Ooh, you were going for that? Well, at least he didn't say, well, I like a girl. No, you look like a Disney prince, a very pretty prince.
He looks like Charming from Shrek.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, actually, that's very accurate.
Yeah, no.
I didn't even think about that before.
There was a meme going around last night about how Joe Burrow looks like Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
In not the good years. And
yeah, Danny and I were also talking about that, and we've kind of tempered that.
I kind of thought it was he looks like Macaulay Culkin before the bad years, if he hadn't had the bad years.
Yeah.
Okay, can I just say he looks like someone ran him through a filter six times. There is no, there are no cheekbones there. It's like everything's super smooth. I'm like, did someone like get a Botox wand and just smack him upside the head with it? Or does he naturally look like that?
He looks like half the girls I've swiped left for on Tinder and Bumble in my single days. Like, that's not a real face.
That's not a real face. That's like super filtered. If there's like a super filter, you could just like, it's just like creepy smooth.
See, the meme I thought was funny, though, is when it was Macaulay Culkin and Sunshine from Remember the Titans.
Yes, yeah.
That's who he is. He is the new
age
Sunshine.
Sunshine from Remember the Titans actually...
He's a Gamecock. Yes, he is.
And let's see, Ronnie Bass?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Yep.
He is also the head of alcohol and beverage control in South Carolina for a while. He may still be. So my ex-husband's a liquor rep, so I knew that. So it's like watching Remember the Titans. I'm like, I know who Sunshine is.
From California to the Palmetto State.
Mm-hmm. To the Jack Daniels Distillery. God. But I will tell you, I did get some text this morning, and Elise is like, do not respond to that. Do not. Clemson is not a joke. Clemson is not a joke.
I do not appreciate it, nor do I appreciate the derogatory they.
Yeah, we are Clemson. We do not say they because we are we. And this is the first game we've lost in, 30 games. Is that right, Diddy?
That is fine. 29-1 over the last two seasons.
That ain't so bad. No. That ain't so bad. But yeah, I got a text. I was like, oh, here's some platitudes you can have. They'll be better next year. No. They'll this. They will this. And I'm like, I'm like, I can't respond. I just can't respond now because I went to Clemson during the Ken Hatfield years. And if you are a Tiger fan or any kind of football fan in this state, you know what I'm talking about. I was a student in the student section, and we booed our own coach.
You know, what stinks about those platitudes is the way they're presented. They're all true statements.
But not for Clemson.
But they're a little bit, kind of snide, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I think they were meant with the best intention. Yeah. I think they were meant with the best intention. You just hit the wrong girl on the wrong day.
Because I would say Clemson has nothing to hang their heads about. Everything they've done the last four seasons has been insane, and it has no signs of stopping. Number one recruiting class coming next year. Trevor Lawrence back next year. Dabo Swinney back next year. Brent Venables back next year.
And his son gets to get back on the field.
Things are still good. Yeah.
It's pretty bad. It's like when he got kicked out, I was like, oh, not good. Not good. But yeah, so, and first of all, I will say this. We are Clemson. We never say they. We say we. Because if you're in, you're all in. And Diddy, you might want to close your ears for this. Another thing that we never say.
Turning down my headphones.
We never say. You want to say it together, Elise? 1, 2, 3. Wait till next year.
Oh, yeah. No. Wait till next year. That's a given. Just everything that Diddy just said, obviously, next year, we're going to be right back there. It's not.
And Diddy, what team is that that says wait till next year?
All of mine.
Every other team.
All of mine.
We can't say wait till next year anymore in Columbia. It's like wait till next decade, maybe.
Wait till our coach is gone.
Yeah, wait till Muschamp is cheaper to buy out.
Yeah, wait till we can get rid of our coach.
Wait till we can buy out Boom Island because he lives on an island on a lake.
Trying to figure out how a school that clears $54 million a year can't afford a $20 million buyout. But, that's beyond me, I guess.
Because I think right now the water's tainted and nobody wants to touch that job.
Oh, there's always a hungry coach out
there. There's always someone. Look at my pack. We brought in our new coach and here we are playing for the championship.
That's right. Her NFL team is still in it, Diddy. She had to get that in there. I know, right? Who?
What?
Me. Go Pack. Go. All the way to the Super Bowl.
I actually picked them to be in the Super Bowl personally, so you're right.
Yeah, I hope it's them and the Titans, just because that's just funny.
That would be crazy.
That's just funny.
I would have to go against you. Loyalties to Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope the Titans can beat the Chiefs because that just to me, like they've waited so long, like let them have their time. And so I hope that the Packers obviously go through. We had a rough game against the 49ers earlier this season. So hopefully we learn from our mistakes and we can roll.
And
like
if
normal.
The Chiefs lose, I mean, it's good for Lonzo because eventually he's going to run out of Chiefs shirts to wear.
That's probably
Lonzo
very
that
true.
Works on WORD and also ESPN Upstate. Right. He is a huge Chiefs fan. And I think every day for the past 2.5 weeks, it's a different Chiefs jersey or shirt or something.
Except for yesterday. Yesterday, he wore his video game shirt to be neutral and not really want to be a part of the national championship because he is also a Gamecocks and Ohio State fan. So he was pretty miserable about that game last night.
Good God.
You might want to pick a different color wheel there. Garnet red not working for you.
But in fairness, I have to tip my cap to him because he was right. He called it. I was wrong. I picked Clemson. I thought they would handle this thing. And Lonzo proved me wrong. And if I am on today, I will be playing the audio from Happy Gilmore. I was wrong. You were right.
Yeah.
I am unattractive. You were very good looking. Yeah, that line. So.
Please tune in. If Diddy is on in the afternoon.
Please tune in to ESPN. Where can they find ESPN Upstate? Because it's not when I'm on, so it's okay.
97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, radio.com app, which is free. And that's where you can get all of us, actually.
And you can make Magic your favorite stations. As well as ESPN Upstate.
And Classic Rock 101.1, which is also my station.
People don't realize how many stations are in this building.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I've graced 6 of the 7. I'm a little still bummed that our friends over on the probably most famous station we have.
I was going to say, it's Word, right?
Yeah, no, I've been on Word.
Really?
I was on Word. I have not been on B93.
You haven't been on B. Oh, I bet Hawk and Tom would bring you on.
I've brought it up a couple times because that was the first show I listened to when I moved here.
Yeah.
When I moved here in 2000, I went to Malden High and we were fighting to win that concert. There was like writing.
That's right. You and I talked
index
about
cards.
That.
Yeah. And we won the concert. I think it was like O-Town and 3LW or something. It was garbage bands at the time.
But
Hawk and Tom
them.
Came and they put it on and they, you know, talked to us. Hawk looked like a surfer dude back then still. Tom looked a little younger.
He looks like Tarzan, if you think. When he had that longer hair,
he had that
Tarzan, Disney's Tarzan.
I thought he was trying to go for a, you know, a poor man's John Stamos, maybe.
With the Uncle Jesse.
A little Uncle Jesse quaff.
Oh, my God. That's back from the days when I was on B with them, because I was on that station when you first moved. Yep, you remember, yeah.
I do.
So, yeah.
I've been on B and Magic, and... Stallman will put the mic over and ask me a question at a remote, but I don't consider that. I don't consider that there.
Well,
so eventually, I need to move around.
I've had the privilege of jumping on with the Rise guys a few times, which was honor for
and
me because I've
have
listened
been
to
on,
them for a long time.
I've been on with Sturge.
Yeah.
Talking Packers normally. Like
there
if I was working Monday Night Football, him and Greg would bring me on.
Nice.
Ask me something about the Packers. So technically that counts.
That does count.
Always counts. Anything
I've done.
Get, counts.
I think I've done every station in this building at one point.
Yeah.
The word WORD was where I started fresh out of college, but I was overnights and I just did like some voice work for them. But last year I had a Saturday morning show on there with him, a whole talk show.
That's
so that's
right.
A lot of pressure there, because that was like me going back to my roots. And I will tell you this, I love doing entertainment side of broadcasting.
Yeah.
I hate news.
News is rough.
I ran a news department for Metro Westwood One for a while, and I hated it. I hated news. I hate hard news when people want to talk politics with me.
I act like
I don't know anything. And the worst, my dad knows I know something, and he always wants to talk it with me. And I'm just like, I try to change the subject. He's like, you're not getting out of it that easy. And I'm like, yes, I am. I have car keys, and I have a house key. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Leaving.
So the Raiders are moving to Vegas. That's usually what I use, like something random.
So the Raiders are moving to Vegas.
Hear about this baseball scandal? Oh,
no.
Geez. Oh, you wanted to talk politics. Sorry.
Yeah, let's talk about the Black Sox.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, my goodness. That's what they're calling this new scandal. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
And there's this guy from Greenville that's all involved in it.
Yeah.
Hello, 1919. All right, let's talk about being miserable. And when someone wants to talk politics with me, I'm miserable. When someone wants to talk hard news with me, I'm miserable because it's just not my thing. I am more entertainment. I love the entertainment side of things. A new study finds the exact age when we're the most miserable. And Peaches would agree right now, because that took us 18 minutes.
Welcome to your first topic of the show.
Your first topic of the show. Before that, we were just lambasting everybody. So if we didn't get you today, we'll get you tomorrow.
For a second, she looked like Kermit the Frog when he gets excited, just throwing her arms around, waving at him.
Oh, I don't have to be the funny one. Diddy, you got it. Or when I texted Elise that you're going to be on here,
my phone
overcorrected.
Oh, it's the best.
It was dirty.
Dirty. Diva she dirty. Said,
maybe that's what we have to go with then, right?
She was like, Dirty's going to be on the show with us.
Dirty.
And I was like, hey. Oh. I said, can we call him that? Like, that can, it's dirty.
Ashley's going to be like, I cannot live with him anymore. Yeah,
she is, hopefully, hopefully she does listen to this, obviously, but hopefully it doesn't swing her away. Yeah, that'd be nice. Let's not run her off yet.
No. So the girls call me dirty today, Ashley.
Yes. Apparently I'm the dirty diva. That's where I am at.
Like Dirty Diana. I think we need to have that playing under Dirty Diva right under here. All right. So let's talk about that. The exact age when you're the most miserable. I find it amusing. The answer is 47.2 years old.
That's too old. There's no way it takes that long.
No, because as we talked off air, at some point you're going to realize this is my life. Let me embrace it.
Like, yeah. If you don't by the time you're 47, I mean, what have you been doing?
Right. Because, I've been living.
I mean, I'm 30, and I mean, I'm kind of figuring out now. It's like, I don't think I'm going to be Delilah. I don't think I'm going to be super famous.
No.
Fabulous. Everybody knows my name.
I know your name. That's all that matters. Yeah. I know your name, and I know your name, Dirty.
I am Dirty. That's me.
I'm not going to have my own theme song.
The weirdest thing about this study is how it says that you realize your big dreams aren't going to come true at 47.2 years old. Like, you're holding on that long?
Yeah.
I feel like I've held on too long.
I have modified my dreams, because I will tell you this.
Yeah, you got to change them.
In my mind, I'm still 17.
Right.
On my driver's license, I'm not 17.
If it takes me to 47 years old to realize I'm not going to play Major League Baseball, then somebody just take me out of my misery.
But wait a minute. Right. But wait a minute. Here's the thing. We talked about on one of our other podcasts about manifestation and saying to the universe, I want to do this. Diddy, a couple of years ago, you did something in honor of your dad who passed.
Yes.
And although you're not a technical major league player, you went to baseball camp.
I did. It's a fantasy camp thing that they do every year. The one we do is through a company called Sports Adventures. There's another one the Red Sox do themselves. A lot of teams actually do this. And now, actually, which is even cooler, they have women's camps so that the women can come and play. The camps we do have both men and women. They're co-ed. But it does, you know, sometimes pose issues because some of these guys take it seriously. We're down there. They pay a lot of money to go to this thing. So they take it very seriously. And sometimes, you know, one of the women on my team, Bridget's like 4'10", like 105 pounds tops. You know, and it's, you know, it's a little rugged out there sometimes. And you don't, you know, I suck at pitching when there's a 4'10 female in the box because I'm freaking out like, oh, please don't hit her. Like, I don't want to hit. And the same thing with we have a man on the in the league that's like 4'8". He's a very tiny person, Joel. One of the sweetest men in the world. And I'm terrified when he's up to bat because I don't want to hit the guy. Don't hit the little guy. Like, don't hurt the man. But it's really cool now. So they're opening it up to so many people, multiple things with the women's camps, the men's camps, and then the co-ed camps. And my dad went for about 15 years before he got sick when he first got diagnosed with leukemia, when he stopped going. So the year after he passed, they let my brother and me come and do this whole thing and be a part of the camp. And it was really just a week-long enshrinement of my father at camp, basically. They retired his number 45. They gave us a bunch of pictures. It was a really cool event.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that. So, see, you technically got to live your dream a little bit.
And our coaches were all former players.
So,
all former Red Sox.
Yeah, you got to play with the major leagues, technically.
And when I went again last year, it was even better because it was more of a chill feel. You know, it was very emotional, very nerve-wracking the first year. Because
I bet. Oh, my gosh.
I knew the guys. I've been to things. My dad once, when he was doing the camp, they used to be able to go to Fenway once a year.
Yeah.
And it was in the middle of summer. They'd all fly up to Fenway. They'd go to the last game of a homestand. And then the next day, they get to play at Fenway. And back in 2006, it was Yankees Red Sox for the whole weekend, and my dad flew me up because he knew the guy on his team who played catcher, was not going to be coming, and he told him, don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
So he flew me up, made me bring all of my baseball gear, my catcher's gear, everything, so that when we got there the day they played at Fenway, he was like, oh, hey, whatever his name was, he's not coming, but Mike's here, he can catch, do you mind? And they just said, yeah, sure. So I went out and I got to catch my dad at Fenway Park.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, all of
amazing.
That stuff is the coolest stuff ever. So I knew these guys. I knew the people at the camp, the women at the camp, the men at the camp, the coaches at the camp, all of that stuff. So it was still less nerve-wracking than if I was going for a first time. But with all the emotion that first year, it was horrifying, you know, to have to walk into every room and resurface all of those emotions. So last year when I got to go again, it was really cool because it was like hanging with the guys. And I had the familiarity with all the coaches. And I was just just hanging out with Brian Daubach, Lenny DiNardo, Keith Foulke, Alan Embry, all of the 2004 World Series champions, just drinking beers, talking baseball. It's the greatest. It was so cool.
See, dreams.
See, and it's your socks. It's your socks. I totally, I respect that. And so it's like, yeah, so what your dream looks like to you, because it's like there's some people that's like, oh, well, I want to do this. And I'm always like, well, what does that look like to you? What are the steps to get there? So you actually embrace that dream. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to play Major League Baseball. Not everybody's going to win a national championship. Not everybody's going to do this, that, and the other. But you fit it best into your life. Yeah. And that's something that they can't take away from you. So
yeah, and even though the dream was ultimately, you know, to be a Red Sox and play at Fenway regularly and be an all-star in the major leagues, you know, winning the MVP of the championship game at Fantasy Camp was pretty dope.
That is pretty dope.
It was a
dope.
Lot of fun.
Yeah. And you didn't have to look like Macaulay Culkin to do it.
No, not at all. And I was 2-for-3, 5 RBI. Great game. Solid third baseman.
Solid. Yeah. Very solid.
Game MVP. That's all that matters.
Yeah, that's all that matters right there. That's all that matters. See, so you are nowhere near 47,
no.
And you're nowhere near miserable, and I don't think you ever will be, because you are one of the most positive people that you can meet. It's like, even on a bad day, you're like, it could be worse.
That try. I do my best. Sometimes I do feel like that commercial for depression meds where she holds a little smiley face in front of her face.
Oh, we all do that. Yeah, that we happens. All have our mask. We wear. Yeah. We talk about that
all
the time.
It's such a good day.
My
God,
friend Candace
here.
Has a great expression. I'm on the struggle bus today.
Struggle bus is real, man.
The struggle bus is so real.
I say that all the time.
Whew.
I'm on the struggle bus. Okay. So, yeah, whoever wrote this, you know what? They're just an unhappy person.
Yeah.
I like that it says, too, that by the time you hit 70, you're just as happy as you were when you were 18. There is no possible way that that could be true.
That's called senility.
That's
just because you don't remember.
There's anything. No way.
Or your kids are out of the house.
They're basically explaining over those two paragraphs that, because it says that like it snowballs. It gets more and more bad over your 20s, 30s, and 40s. And it bottoms out at 47.
It starts going up.
Which is why at 70, it gets better, because you forgot it all.
Apparently.
You forgot it all, or you've gone through a late midlife crisis. You get your Corvette then, or you can afford the Corvette. The house is paid off. So a lot of things that people fight over, it's family events, credit card debt, how much money you have in the bank, how much money you don't have in the bank, and visits from our in-laws and taxes and stuff like that. So that's like another topic there. So, of course, that's why that plays into that.
I'll be honest. I don't think 70-year-olds are happy when they're talking politics.
No. I've seen them.
We talked about my dad, who's a little bit beyond 70. It's like, last night, because I was at their house for a little bit. And he goes, look, no one's booing the president. And then my 8-year-old stands up and goes, boo!
That's fantastic.
See, my dad is 47 currently, and he is living his best life. He's at Quantico, so, I mean, he's...
Ooh.
Yeah, he's
killing it.
Your dad's a badass. I'm sorry, he is.
He's currently at Quantico, you gotta be a badass.
He's currently at Quantico, so he's 47, and I wouldn't say that's bottoming out. I mean, he's accomplishing one of his dreams, going through the FBI Academy, so.
They made a TV show about that stuff.
I know, right? Starring.
I watched
starring.
It. Oh, Priyanka.
And Priyanka is married to?
Nick Jonas.
Who we've been in the same room with.
We have. We breathe his air.
We breathe his air.
We tried to breathe the same air as Oprah this weekend, but we don't think it's going to happen.
We think we are still on the fence. We are still in a holding pattern.
We're hoping.
And we are hoping, but Miranda, who is on the block, who we loved, who we've had in as one of our guest divas, she is envisioning it. She is manifesting that it's going to happen. And Elise and I are going to have to be there with the vodka and the tissues to pick her up when it doesn't happen.
Aww.
Yeah, it's going to be rough.
I mean, I was going to be in Charlotte anyway. One of my best girlfriends, it's her birthday. Well, it was her birthday last week, and we're going to go celebrate this weekend. So I'm going to be in Charlotte regardless. But if I could be in Charlotte for Oprah...
Yes.
And then girls' night out at the same time, it's all good with me. That's me living my best life at 47.
Yeah, see, 47. People are like, the stupid survey.
Here's the thing, because it's all in the mental, almost at the mental and emotional capacity that you have. Yes, I think I'm 17. I act too. I say that all the time. But in actuality, I pointed out that Elisa's husband, who just turned 30, was born the same year I graduated high school. Math is hard, but it's not that hard. You can figure out exactly how old I am. And I think it is 47.2.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, I'm a mom. I've actually had several different careers, and I'm an actress. I actually am a working actress as well as a radio diva. So, and I get to work with Diddy and Dirty and Elise.
Dirty
and
Diddy.
Dirty Diddy. DD.
Excellent.
That could go a bad way.
I didn't say your DDs, okay?
Gotcha.
That would be so bad, and we would be down in the HR department. Because you missed it. If you go back and listen to our old podcast from last week, when I was on the pain medication, I told off everybody in the world, in my mind, in this dream. From whatever pain medication I was on, I told off every man in the world. So you were not here, so I didn't tell you off. So there.
You made it. You survived.
That. You survived because you're
rare.
One of the nice ones. No.
I do my best.
You do your best. Actually, you are one guy I would never tell off. There are several guys on staff here I have told off many times. And in a staff meeting one day, and they were quite shocked. It was one that was on B, one that was on Rock 101, and a poor guy that's was in digital, and I don't think he ever heard words like that come out of my mouth. He just sat there. It was one of our staff meetings that they decided to make a smart aleck comment, and poor Brandon, his chin hit the table other two people off what they could go do with themselves.
Sweet.
Yes,
young
I
Brandon.
Know Peaches. Peaches is over there going, I wish you would go do that right now, Cherie. All right. So,
don't tempt her.
So, anything else? You actually did great on the Diva's Dish.
Oh, thank you.
We would love for you to come back and be a diva. I want to ask Diddy's opinion on this, because he used to work downstairs, and he would get affected by the downstairs microwave.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
What do you think about coworkers? This is a huge coworker complaint. Microwaving food that stinks. That is disgusting.
This happened to me this morning.
And yesterday, too.
Yes.
I got a text yesterday. You're like, it smells like a dead animal in here. And I'm like, what's going on? And she goes, so-and-so, it's microwaving chili. And I'm like, it is a dead animal.
It's 7 a.m.
I'm like, is this a diet thing or the person just need chili at 7 a.m.?
You should be cognizant of like what types of foods you're throwing in there. Like, there's going to be smells when you cook food and heat up food. And like, everyone's got to eat. So things happen. Even when you bring in food from a restaurant, sometimes it stinks. I've had, like you mentioned, our friend Miranda, like, lose her mind because I went and got barbecue across the street, and she didn't like the smell. And I was like, it's delicious.
She didn't like the smell of barbecue?
I think it was, I got the roasted Brussels.
Oh, they're so good.
They're so delicious.
But
yes.
It's Brussels sprouts. You said barbecue, and I'm like,
I didn't cook them here.
But Brussels sprouts is like little baby cabbages, and have you smelled so cooked cabbage? It kind of smells like a cooked fart.
I would rather smell that than the chili that I had to smell this morning. I had to close my office and it was still permeating through because it was not downstairs in the kitchen. They have a microwave in their office.
Oh no.
And so their office backs up to my office and it was rough. I closed my door. I'm like, if I had a candle, I would have lit it.
Was he out of cheese balls?
No,
he
carries it around.
Container. Yeah, he keeps
like
a giant.
Baby.
And you know what? There is an official name. It's on our show prep for Cheetos dust.
It's like Cheetle.
What?
Because they were like Don Cheadle.
No, it's like your fingers. It is like your fingers. He has one of those big, you know what I'm talking about, those big plastic barrels full of Utz.
Yeah.
And he has one of those.
Those are great.
Yes, but he carries around. It's in the studio and it's also in their office. And he's constantly eating at them. So, you know that scene in, was it The Departed, where Jack, I almost said Jack Nicholson.
I do that all the time. No, it is Jack Nicholson, not Jack. You almost said Jack Nicholas.
Yeah, almost. That's why I'm laughing.
I do that every time. I talk Jack Nicholas on Sports Talk, I end up saying Jack Nicholson like six times.
I was like, Jack Nicholson is in The Department.
I was like, Jack Nicholas. I almost said Jack Nicholas. I had to stop myself. I amuse myself. I know, Peaches, I do not amuse you. Thank you. Yeah, your mic is off for a reason,
Peaches.
Is she
banging her head against the wall?
That's an everyday occurrence.
That's not good for your brain.
You know we've done our job right when she throws her hoodie up and turns her back to us. Let us know when that happens because I can't see her quite from this angle. She's next to you. Peaches, hush.
It's not a nice finger to use.
I thought she was telling me I'm number one.
Yes, we'll go with that.
As long as I don't get the Bronx cheer, right? So you know in The Departed where the guy's eating the peanuts and he just finally like beats the crap out of him. He's like, you are sticking your nasty germs inside that bowl over and over again. You just want to say that because he has like this big bucket of like Utz
cheese balls.
And the worst thing about this business is that you get the stuff that like sticks to his lips probably ends up on the microphone.
Oh my God.
I didn't even think about that.
There's probably orange dust all over the microphone.
Oh,
there.
Poor Shorty having to come in and do the afternoon shift.
That stinks.
Ugh.
I deal with that in our studio a little bit.
I keep Lysol in this one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There is a former coworker. I used to have to clean the mouse. If you go back in my social media, it's valid. You will look and see where I had to clean the mouse because there was like oil and junk stuck all over the mouse. So they were eat in the studio and like their food particles, they were all over the mic. It's disgusting.
Grossest thing I've dealt with, a show I did in Orlando. I was just producing it. It was one of our broker shows. They all dipped while they did their show.
Ew.
The microphones would turn brown.
That's nasty.
From the spittle from their dip juice. It was awful.
Oh, my God.
I will never complain again. Oh, my God.
Awful. Then we had to clean them every week.
Ew.
No, I would make them clean them.
Yeah.
Why is it the people that are nasty? Because I will get on my little high horse about this. There are people that, like, will not touch toilet seats. And they're the reason other people won't touch toilet seats because they will go hang and hover and then they will leave their pee all over the toilet seats. And I'm like, the reason people don't like bathrooms is because of you. You're disgusting. You saw and you know that you piddled all over the seat. Clean it up. It is not my place to clean up your piddle.
You could flip it up with your foot even. Jeez.
If you're a guy, why are you sitting in a public rest? Yeah, unless there's a reason you're sitting, but yeah. I like the face that Lisa's making. Speaking
she's
of so piddle,
disgusted.
She's got to go home and get her kitchen organized because the groomer's coming over to wash her one-ounce dog.
Yeah,
she has a one-ounce dog.
Sookie's getting groomed today. So I keep looking at the thing. She's coming at 12, and I'm like, oh, man, I got to go home and do my dishes.
You got to do my dishes so you can wash my dog in my sink.
Yeah, she grooms her in the sink.
Well, I mean, she's only a pound. That's why.
She weighs 4 pounds.
Oh, yeah, she's a hefty girl. We've got There goes Peaches. There goes the hoodie.
She weighs 4 pounds. My mom bought me socks for Christmas with her face on them and gave them to me last night, and so just wait.
The socks are bigger than Sookie.
They are. Yeah, I'm going to bring him in. I'll bring her in. She's amazing.
Awesome. Do that.
She's an emotional support animal. She'd come on right in. She'd be fine.
Yeah, speaking of emotional support animal, I'm about to put Charlotte
up
for
adoption. Bring Charlotte.
Because after last night with the game, I finally decided to settle in and go to sleep. And Charlotte's like a child that was not sleep trained. One day you'll figure this out, Diddy, when you have kids down the road. You want to get your child sleep trained so you can sleep. My dog decided she wanted to be up. She wanted to have attention. She wanted her belly rubbed. And she kept pawing at me like she wanted to go outside. Then she would go into the living room, lay down on the giant rug in the living room, and show me her belly.
Oh boy.
I could have pet your belly in the bedroom. No, no, no. Finally, I was like, Charlotte. So she's a big, hefty girl herself. She's about 60 pounds. So I like half lifted her, half walked her to the back door. I was like, go outside, go pee, come back in here, or I'm putting you up for adoption on the next Wet Nose Wednesday.
That's why I like the small dog life. You can scoop and score with them. You just scoop them and run, and they can't do anything about it.
Oh, my gosh.
You can. So she's telling you. She weighs 4 pounds.
Yep.
I looked at Charlotte. I'm like, why are you such a B word? And then she looked back at me, because that's what we are. That's Charlotte logic at 1:30 in the morning. All right, well, this is the Diva's Dish Podcast. Elisa's got to go clean out her sink so her fluff ball can get washed.
That sounds really weird.
That sounds like something Diesel would say on the Diva's Dish Podcast.
Diesel would definitely take it in some wrong direction.
My Maltese is getting groomed today. Okay?
That still sounds bad.
People know it's a Maltese.
Oh, Peaches, hush.
It's like that Parks and Rec planting ficuses in your front yard.
All right. While we all three still have jobs.
Yes, so far.
Okay. Thanks for joining us on the Diva's Dish Podcast. Diddy, come back anytime.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.